Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Keeping busy for sure. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Let's talk about our party.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Our murder party.
Murder mystery.
So
it was so fun.
It was so much fun.
It was.
So our mutual BFF Christina got us this murder mystery kit off of Etsy for Christmas, and it's taken us 3 months to finally.
Well worth the wait, though.
Honestly,
sure.
4 months because she sent it to us early.
Yeah.
So 4 months to organize and
plan and prepare.
Plan and prepare, and it still felt unorganized a little bit. But that's my fault. It took me until an hour before the party to get my costume.
To be fair, though, everyone was dressed. Everyone did a great job.
It was so cool.
I was so sure I was going to be the only one dressed up.
I was so sure
I was going to be
the only one not dressed up, which would have been accurate. So.
Yeah. So fun.
It's like literally all I had to do was go buy a lab coat from Party City, and it took me 4 months to do that. But it was really fun. All the food that was there,
all of it was just delicious, honestly. The options, all the foods that we had, oh my gosh, it was like a feast.
It was really good.
Yeah, I had a little bit of everything, and I overate for sure, but my favorite thing was that they did dress up. Everybody was in costume. Everyone played the role that they were supposed to. I think it was so much fun. Yeah, I think, you know, like, it could have been better, but like, it was our first time doing, that was my first time doing a murder mystery. So
yeah,
I feel like
I thought
that
it was perfect.
Yeah,
it
I thought really so too. Good.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It was so much fun.
I looked up the makers of that one because I really liked how it was done.
Yeah.
That's the only one they've made.
Oh.
That's it?
Yeah. I was going to buy another one for like my birthday or whatever.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I would
That's
do it
That's the
again.
Only one they've made. And I don't want to buy one from someone else because that one was so well made.
But... So whenever I had found that one, it was 2 a.m. and I was pumping, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this was like way back whenever I was like really sleep deprived, like during maternity leave.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And Christina was like talking to me, you know, at 2 a.m. like, what do you guys want? Blah, blah, blah. Should I get a gift for every single person? That sounds like a lot. Mm. That does sound like a lot. How about you get us one gift as like a communal gift and that'll be perfectly fine. And
yes.
So I was like, what about we really like to do, well, I really like to do like escape rooms or like a murder mystery. But then whenever I was looking them up on Etsy, they're all like PDF kits that you have to print everything out. But then the person printing it out would probably be me. And then you just don't get as much of the immersive experience because you're like already seeing all the materials.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's why I found that one and chose that one. I didn't even look at anything else other than that it was already all printed out for you.
It was really well made.
It was.
I liked it. Except for
a couple
of mistakes.
There was a few mistakes, but that's okay. I thought all the clues or the evidence and everything was really cute.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And like all the, I just thought it was a blast.
It was so fun. It
took about 3 to 4 hours. We were doing it for 3 to 4 hours, right?
Yeah, it took a good bit amount of time.
And there were 6 of us. So it was a nice crowd. We had a great area to do it in. We used a dusk. So we had the candle lighting, which was perfect.
The
fireplace. Yep. Oh yeah.
And that room that we had it in, like, it couldn't have been more perfect.
I know. Yeah. It really was. Yeah.
It was
immersive. I think
it was very immersive.
Yeah. So I would definitely do that again. Maybe if we do some research on some other ones that have like reviews and stuff, we could find another great one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll look because I really want to do that again.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
And even the print out your own ones could work. Like all the print out the ones I did that were like the escape rooms and stuff, even though I was like looking at all the material, I didn't know like what any of it really meant.
Yeah. It would really suck if you're printing and suddenly you see you're the murderer. Like, oh, damn it.
Ruined it.
That's true. Yeah. It's a little different than an escape room.
I will say though that at the very end when we were trying to point fingers, really none of us got it. I definitely did not. I was accusing 2 people when I really thought I was on par with it, but no.
I was I mean, I already knew who the murderer was, but if I didn't know, I was certain that it was Shirley.
Yeah.
Because her character, yes, it made sense in my head that her character would be the, like, scornful best friend who was obsessed with her best friend, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense.
And yeah, he owed, she owed him a lot of money. Like, it just, bam, 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 made sense, yeah, in my head.
I thought it was the phone guy.
That's what, yeah, that's who I eventually accused to at the end. Yeah, that's who I thought it was.
Mm. Well,
you tricked me.
I did.
Really well, too. Honestly.
Thank you.
Yeah, that, I would never have guessed. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice twist. But the still the most shocking twist was whenever it was revealed that you and I were having an affair.
That was the big one.
That was crazy. And like, I know every time we like switch to a new chapter, some people were reading ahead. I didn't do that.
I didn't do that either. So,
so
I
whenever
no
I was like reading that, I was just like, we were in bed together. I was, yeah, genuinely so shocked. I couldn't move on.
I was also in shock too. I had to come up on the spot with a reason for everything, make up a few jokes to make it funny.
It was
hilarious.
Poor Katrina. It,
yeah,
oh, that's,
I know,
true.
Yeah. But no, I didn't expect that either. When you said that, I was like,
that was so fun.
Yes. 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 Why are you sharing that with them?
That was insane. Oh, so anyway, that was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
But I guess we can get started.
Yeah.
Happy bonus episode. Happy April 1st. Happy, oh, yeah, April Fool's Day. Yeah. Are you foolish today?
I'm so foolish.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That whole thing about our murder mystery, that's all made up.
We didn't do that. Why would we do that?
That sounds lame.
Yeah. Silly.
We're grown adults. We don't need to like murder someone and have fun with it.
Yeah.
I was a little foolish today. I emailed somebody a meeting.
Uh-huh.
I put the wrong date a week from today. And I showed up and thankfully they were there, but they were like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I'm here for a meeting. And they're like, you said next week. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Pull open the email, clearly states Tuesday, March 14th. I'm like, uh-huh.
Oh, we've all been there. I've done that once before and people have done that to me. Yep.
And the worst part about it is that was the first time I was meeting them.
Oh no.
made a terrible impression on them.
It's okay.
Gosh, and my excuse is I have a baby at home.
That's true. You are juggling a lot, so to be fair. Yeah.
And I'm like confident I sent that email while I was holding her, so like it's easy to mess up.
Yeah.
Double task.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What do you? Oh, we're Unholy Gossip Girls. I'm KC.
I'm Faye.
And I'm Tay.
What are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking King Soopers brand purified drinking water.
Nice.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking water from my purified refrigerator.
Ooh.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking water from my RO system back at the house. It's very pure. Very nice.
Apparently. Yeah. So what is that? It uses, what does it use?
It's like a shock system that I don't know how to like describe it actually.
It electrocutes your water.
Yeah, kind of.
That's
it's like
so
killing
rare.
All the bacteria.
That's really cool. I want one.
I want to get shocked. What if I just came home from work every day and just got zapped? Would it kill all the germs?
Kill all the bacteria.
Would it work?
Maybe. It would kill all the good bacteria.
That's why the healthiest people on earth are the ones that have gotten struck by lightning.
That's true.
It's true.
Statistically, if you're, you know, like you're more likely to live longer if you're shocked by lightning. Yeah.
April Fools.
Really? Oh, I actually fell for that. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, think about it. You're zapped. It like takes away all the demons out of you.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, today we have another movie review. What are we reviewing? Let me find my notes.
What was it? I haven't watched it in like 24 to 48 hours. What was it? You can tell how like excited we are to talk about it. I am excited.
Okay.
It's Choose or Die.
Yeah. It's called Choose or Die.
We found this movie by searching worst horror movies on Netflix.
And And the first of all, the title is terrible.
Yeah.
It sounds, the premise sounds awful. And then I was just like, yeah, that's gotta be shit.
Yeah.
And I love shit movies. Yeah. Okay. But like, I honestly, I mean, I'm going to just tell you guys up front, I really liked this movie.
I liked it in a bad movie way.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the reason why I liked it is because while I was about to watch it, I had watched like 5 minutes of it and then I had to work.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to podcasts while I'm at work. And I had found a podcast about this where they interviewed the creator and the screenwriter, maybe.
Really?
Or the director and the screenwriter. Yeah. And I liked the interview. It was like, after hearing them talk about their movie in such a passionate way, once I actually watched the movie, I like appreciated it more.
What was the podcast?
It was called the Britflix Podcast.
Oh.
Okay.
Is it hosted by someone named Brittany?
No, I think it's like, they interview like people that are British.
Maybe. That's what I was.
Was this a British movie?
Yeah, I guess.
I think one of the actors was definitely a British actor.
That guy wasn't a British actor. I think he was. But like, both of the director and the screenwriter both had accents.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So there's okay. That.
Cool.
All right. So.
You know what's interesting? It was on the worst list of worst like horror movies.
Uh-huh.
I know that it didn't do well on IMDb, but I still think it got like, I can't look it up at the moment, but I think it got like a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes and it's like a 5 out of 10 or something. Like, I don't know. I'd have to look it up after the break, but it actually didn't do terribly according to, you know, really bad ones will. Yeah. They'll show.
So Choose or Die is a 2022 British horror thriller film directed by Toby Meekins in his feature directorial debut.
Aw, congrats.
Originally released on Netflix on April 15th, 2022. And the like, the synopsis? Is that what you call it?
Yes. Yeah.
After firing up a lost 1980s survival horror game, a young coder unleashes a hidden curse that tears reality apart, forcing her to make terrifying decisions and face deadly consequences. So I don't have that many notes, honestly. I just kind of like enjoyed it.
I have a question.
Yes.
That argument at the beginning?
Yeah.
What was that even about?
Wait, the very, very beginning?
You're talking about like that scene before we even get to the main character.
Yeah, like the mom yelling at the son.
So
it was so weird.
I don't know. Yeah, that was kind of, you know.
It was like a like classic, like, what old people think angsty teens are like.
But she was like, you saw her face. Did you hear that part?
I don't know.
It wasn't really too memorable in the beginning, but I do want to say though that I actually started to take count. I was tallying how many times he said the F word. Well, the F word between the two of them, and it was said 6 times in less than a minute. I was like, wow. And then the S word as well. I was like, holy crap, that's quite a way to like, you know, start the movie.
Yeah, really.
Seriously.
And the person that had cursed that guy was in it for the long game. Supposedly had to have been a few years, but I'm wondering how that guy, spoiler, went from being in that house that looked like a normal house to like living in some fucking modern mansion in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I think it was a little confusing because if I remember correctly, I was thinking the same thing too, but maybe it was the same house all along. Maybe we just saw a different angle of it because that like the living room or the dining room, I should say, is where they were, was the same dining room, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think it was.
I'd have to watch the first 5 minutes again, which I'm probably not going to.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I'm wrong, but I was pretty sure it was. It was just different angles. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. The way I remember it is that the first one was kind of like a kitchenette where like the kid was at like a kitchen table backed up to like one of those like round
windows. See, I don't remember it like that,
but maybe I'm wrong.
I thought it was at the end of a long table.
Could have been.
And then the mom comes
and she
in
was
through
like
the door
in the kitchen.
Yeah,
doing
I do
stuff,
remember that. Mm-hmm.
But they were like close to each other, like the island was like right here.
Oh,
and
see,
she was like, he was like right here.
See, now I don't remember.
Let's watch it again.
Yeah, all right, let's fire it up.
We'll be back after these messages. Just kidding. April Fools. honestly, that introduction was a little bit, it was quick. Uh-huh. It was really confusing. Mm-hmm. And that's not really a big issue. I mean, sometimes that's like a good way to open a story is to have something really dramatic and really crazy happen. And you're like, what just happened? And you just, you have to get to that point again.
Yeah. And they like, mm-hmm. don't address it till sometime later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just got to say, all of the deaths in this movie mm-hmm. were so creative.
Yeah.
They actually were.
Like every time one of them happened, I was like, whoa, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Whoa. And then, I mean, some of them were like, okay, you might see something like this in like Saw or something.
Uh-huh. That's true.
But then like the one with the videotape coming out of his mouth.
That was a little weird.
Bizarre.
It was very bizarre, but I was like, holy shit, who thought of that?
Yeah.
It was cool. Like visually, it was really cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get, I guess, to my first note. I don't have that many. The glass eating scene was so icky.
Oh, yeah. I actually fast forwarded.
Did you?
I did.
Wait, you did? Yeah.
I wasn't having it. I was like, nope.
Because they showed it. I mean, you know, it's like not real glass, but they showed a close up like of her face putting glass in her mouth, biting down and chewing.
Yeah.
I mean, all the sounds were definitely added afterward. It just made me cringe, though. But it was probably what they did was they had her eating, you know, like probably some kind of rubber
sugar glass.
Yeah, sugar glass or something like that. But then they added the sound effect and like they actually made it squeaky.
Oh, yeah.
They made it very, that was a really good scene of how like, how realistic they made it.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
It was too much for me.
Yeah. And it took a while for you to start seeing like the blood actually drip from her mouth.
Which I appreciate because I feel like in a normal, like shitty horror movie,
it would have been immediate.
It would have been like just gushing out. Yeah. Yeah.
But they actually used a decent, like, you know, like a respectable amount.
Dripping. Yeah. Like and then they didn't have her die immediately. They just had her keep eating glass.
It's interesting too to note that like she was talking to her like she understood what was happening, but she had no control over what was happening.
Yeah.
She was like, I can't stop.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
So the game or whatever it is has control over you and others in the room who don't have a choice in the game.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah, that really is.
I didn't sign up for this. Why am I eating glass? Yeah. Why am I jumping from a window?
Yeah, how am I supposed to know when someone's playing the game nearby and I don't have control once it starts?
And I am curious if the main character, and I don't even remember her name, if the main character knows that the first time it happens to the people in the diner.
Mm-hmm.
The second time it happens, it doesn't happen to somebody immediately close to her, but her mother. But then she immediately is like, takes it to her only friend and is like, let's test it out. This isn't going to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, it's obviously going to kill him. Obviously.
For sure.
I don't know.
What would you even do in this situation? Kill yourself?
I don't know.
That's what I would do.
I don't know.
If you were what? If you were her or if you were Isaac?
If I was her.
I can't remember her name either. I've got the other guy's name, Isaac. I remember his name.
Yeah.
How can I not remember the main character's name?
It's hard because main characters don't usually like say their name.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, what was it? Yeah. but if you were her.
Yeah, I'd just end it all.
So she obviously didn't quite understand the concept of it until like level two when mm-hmm. like she starts to realize, and that's when she was also in that like which also I want to bring up, she works in like this empty, like literally this empty floor on like a 30 to 40 story building.
Yeah,
I don't understand that.
Yeah,
what is she doing up there?
Well, she was mopping cleaning
floors. Yeah, but like for what? Like it's just an empty big room.
That was creepy.
Yeah, but then if I don't know if you guys noticed at the end, that guy, the creator of the game or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that's where he worked.
Yes, I saw that. I noticed that the name was behind him. I knew that had to be a reason for that because it was like obviously big, like, you know, obvious. And then it was shown at one point when she was working in that place. So I assumed that's the company she was with. I don't know how it connects.
The name of the place was also on the eviction letter.
Oh.
Like the building she worked in.
I didn't notice that.
So it must have all been like one big
conglomerate.
Was it like Kinset or something like that?
Yeah. Kismet.
Kismet. That's what it was. Yes.
Yeah. Kismet, but with like a weird.
Interesting.
E.
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah. To make it look like Cursor, the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Mm.
I did notice that, but again, I wish there was a little more behind it because it tells me that they're somehow in like a similar business, or she was working somehow in a business that he created maybe, or he was a part of, but it doesn't answer anything more than that.
And it was a little like, obviously the person, they showed him cursing that guy and then he like slices his arm.
Oh yeah.
And then the guy starts falling for the curse and his arm heals itself. But other than like healing obvious wounds, I wonder what else you would gain from that.
Yeah.
Like health, and then that's it. Like, is it gonna make you rich? But like, I'm wondering what's the point of continuing to curse people if you're already healthy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just because you hate them.
I guess.
I mean, isn't that the whole idea at the end? Yeah, where she's just like using it against people
that deserve it.
Yeah,
that was so lame.
It kind of was. It was like a Dexter moment almost.
Yeah. my next note is the pool scene.
Uh-huh.
The pool scene was so fucked up. Yeah. How they had her have to choose between her dead younger brother and this guy.
Yeah.
To save.
This not dead guy.
Yeah. And then once she chooses the not dead guy, she has to kill her brother with her own hand, like choke him to death. What the fuck?
What a fun game.
This is so much fun. That's what I would say after each level is completed. This is so much fun.
Yay. It's just like that scene was just so fucked up. And then what I really appreciate afterwards though is like they immediately go back and they sit down on the couch and he like addresses her trauma like right away.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. He didn't go like, wow, that was crazy. I almost died. What the fuck are we gonna do? He's like, you don't have to blame yourself. Him. It wasn't your fault. Jeez. Like, he's so nice.
Yeah.
The whole movie, he's so nice.
He was a very kind fellow.
Yeah.
Isaac, yeah.
Yeah. But he was also truthful that he wanted to get in her pants, but he wasn't aggressive about
it. I actually appreciated that. Yeah. The fact when she asks him when they're heading to the car and she's like, why are you actually doing this? Is this because you want to help me or is this because you just like me? And he honestly says both. And I actually respected that because most movies would probably try to get around and be like, because I want to help you.
I'm a good guy, wink.
I kind of liked that about that. Was one thing that I gave like props to about the movie was it didn't like, you know, BS or kind of like fool us or anything like that. It just was truthful in it.
April fool us.
Yeah. I appreciated his character a lot. I don't really know if I like her as a main character, but I think it's just because I think her character is unlikable.
Yeah, kind of dumb.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with her. I think she's just not very likable.
Because she made the mistake. She clearly talks about how she blames her. Well, she does blame herself because she turned her back or something, and that's how her brother. Yeah.
Oh my god.
But the thing that bothered me was that in the pool scene when she has to make the choice, and then she does, you know, like, have to kill, you know, her little brother over again. I feel like there was, maybe it's just because she was in shock, but I feel like she didn't have as like enough emotion in her, like emotion to show like how significant it was to her.
Yeah, like it could have been done a little bit more drawn out.
Yeah because I mean like the perfect example I always think that like when I was thinking back while watching that movie was from 1408, if anyone's watched that here, there's a scene with the father who like reunites with his daughter again, but it's only momentary, and then when it like when she's gone he breaks down and he's just like, you can't take her twice, you can't do this to me. And it was like you could feel his pain when he loses his daughter twice, but when she loses her brother the second time and she also kills she seems to handle it pretty well.
She does. She's kind of handling this whole curse situation like surprisingly well.
She's like, oh, gotta do this. I guess.
I'm cursed now. I might as well kill people.
Yeah. She handles it pretty well. So that kind of bothered me a bit. I was hoping to see a little more emotion. Also, come to think of it, I don't think she really showed herself, like, shed a single tear. Yeah, she showed, like, sadness, but I don't know if she cried. Did she?
No. She's also kind of psycho. She had her mother jump out of a 2-story building.
Yeah.
Rather than kill herself, which, I mean, whatever, but, like, yeah. And then she's like, why are you doing this to me? Like, bitch, you had a choice. You did that to your mother.
Yeah. Very just weird saying. Movie.
But coming to the ending of it, she is a crazy person. So, like, maybe if you go into it knowing that, it actually makes sense that she doesn't have a lot of emotion.
She's a psychopath.
Maybe she broke a long time ago whenever her brother died.
Yeah. It's possible. I mean.
And her mom started doing meth.
Yeah. But maybe we're also just thinking too much into it.
Maybe it was just poorly written.
Let's take a really quick break and we'll be right back.
Goodbye.
And we're back.
Hey.
Hello.
So we did watch the first few minutes of the movie again.
Yes. So we do want to say that I looked it up. The main character's name is Kayla. Even that sounds wrong.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's something's off.
Yeah. She doesn't seem like a Kayla.
No. Yeah. And then I did look up the reviews and the ratings. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 30%, and then IMDb gave it a 4.8. And then it said that 57% of people liked the movie. So it's not like the worst scary movie out there, but it's certainly
it's close.
It's people are not liking it as
I mean, that's more than half of people like it.
Yeah. That's true. 57% of people, so it's a it's not the worst for sure.
Yeah, just saying.
They liked it better than Master of Disguise. That movie has like a 1%.
One of my favorite movies of all time has a 1%.
Which one is it?
It's called, wait, which one is it? Is it Jawbreaker?
Oh my God, that's such a crazy movie.
Has a 1%?
It's either that one or another one.
Fuji, stop shocking
that
me.
That one is a pretty crazy movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I like Jawbreaker.
So good.
So anyway, those are the ratings for that.
I've been watching some like crappy shark movies because I've just been wanting, I've been in the mood for a shark movie. So I've watched 3 now and they're just all terrible. I just want to watch a good shark movie and they're all so shitty.
You got to watch Sharknado.
Yeah, Sharknado. That's what I was like thinking.
Really?
No, don't do it. It is just a parody, really.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
It does. Yeah, it does make fun of itself. But one thing that I did want to bring up too, and it kind of relates to today's, humor for April Fools, is that in the beginning, and I totally forgot about this until we looked up that scene in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same house, I'm pretty sure. But when the guy who's playing the game at the beginning of the movie, and he's like following the directions and it's telling him, on that beer bottle or whatever, says, look behind you. And when he does, and he looks back on it.
Look.
Yeah. It's something like fooled you or something. Just thought I'd bring that up. Cause it's perfect for
that.
That was funny. He's like, shit, I can get beer forever. I just got to cut off my son's tongue.
Yeah. That was really weird.
Fine. He's loud anyway.
Yeah.
Cut it off.
Yeah, what was up with that? He had like a fake eye and then
like a magazine cutout
of an eye and a mouth,
like to cover up his wounds.
Yeah, and then what was on the wife's face?
I don't know what that was about.
I couldn't figure out what was on her.
It was some kind of burn.
Yeah,
which brings me to another point of like why. So it didn't really state what happened to her, did it? Unless I missed
that. He said that he had went through 2 rounds.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And that the 3rd round was to make copies of the game.
Okay.
So we saw the 1st round, which was to cut off his son's tongue, but we didn't see the 2nd one. So in the 2nd one, the wife must have gotten burned and the son must have gotten his eye gouged out or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
But But yeah, the bonding that she has, like the mother has with Kayla at the very end. She's like, yeah. Oh, you saved us. Like, they seem like so happy
They're
about it.
They're best friends
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that was kind of a little bit weird, but.
Yeah. So my last note is that the final boss battle was actually like, I thought it was so creative.
It was really creative.
Like, so I'm saying you guys are dogging on this movie.
No, I think
it was creative as hell.
It was an original movie in a lot of aspects.
Yeah.
I give it props for doing that. Mm-hmm. But I also
that
think
the boss battle was cool.
I think the boss battle was interesting.
Yeah.
But why would he think that he's like the protagonist of his own story? Why does he think that he's the hero? I didn't understand that.
Because he was the hero in his own story. You're always the hero in your own story. Whenever you start the video game, you are the hero. So he thinks he's the hero because he's playing the game.
He's Link. He's Mario.
Yeah. he's player one.
Yeah.
No, he's Bowser.
He's pretty Bowser.
He's Ganondorf. He's done.
So
it was, what would you rate it?
Out of 10.
Out of 10. Oh, geez. I guess, I don't know. Something, maybe a 7.
I was going to say out of enjoyability.
Yeah.
I'd give it a 7. I enjoyed watching it.
I think out of all the movies that we've reviewed so far, it's probably my favorite.
Yeah. It was the easiest to watch.
It was the easiest to watch. And I think out of all of them, I would watch this one again, but probably not more than twice.
Yeah.
Like I might watch it again just to pick up on those little subtle cues that I might have missed. But then same with Puka. I think I would watch that one more time. But just once.
Yeah.
Just
do you
one.
Rate it?
You know, I'd have to disagree because I think it was a decent movie, but I don't think it had a lot of
rewatchability.
Yeah, rewatchability. I would give it either a 5 or a 6. I'm leaning more toward 5. It was not bad. It was not bad. I think there were a lot of good qualities to it, but it's definitely not something that I would watch again. Most horror movies are, you know, they have a weakness in the story department. And I think while it did have some good storyline to it, it could have been a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It kind of fell short of a few things, especially with the main character. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give it a 5 out of 10. So it's not terrible. But, yeah.
Yeah. What do you rate it?
7. I already said.
Oh, sorry.
7. Yeah.
Just out of like my enjoyment.
Yeah.
But quality, I'd give it like a 4.
It was enjoyable in the fact like some of the things that happened and it was like you said, it was pretty original with some of the kills. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I did listen to that podcast, which gave me like obviously the directors and screenwriters are like, yeah, we made the greatest movie ever.
Did they really say that? Like,
no. But they were talking about like how they created all this lore behind the curse.
Uh-huh.
And they had just pages and pages and pages of this lore that we don't ever see in the movie.
Then they need to make a sequel or a prequel.
Because they wanted it to make sense. So that if anybody ever had a question, they could answer it.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And so they're like,
it an 8.
Did you just change?
I recommend the podcast. I thought it was so maybe that's like why I liked it so much. Mm-hmm. But
you're giving it a high score.
No, I'm not giving it an 8.
I was like, dang.
I just think that's really cool.
Yeah,
they would do that because a lot of people are like, I don't know.
It created itself.
You saw it. I saw it. Whatever.
You saw it. I saw it. Don't think too much into it. Whatever. Yeah.
And then, like I said, Isaac was a really likable character. He had really good development, even though that he wasn't in very many scenes. But yeah, the main character was very unlikable.
Seriously.
I didn't dislike her. I just didn't like her.
Well, she just didn't have enough emotion to her. Like, if the main character was Isaac, I see likability. I see like his death was the only death that was kind of like a little bit, you know, like, oh, well, that really sucks. But everyone else's deaths were like, okay, next. It was like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, the waitress scene with her eating the glass was pretty sad and tragic, but we didn't know her.
We didn't know her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't care.
If we had gotten to know her, that would have been more emotional. But with Isaac, it was, which by the way, in that scene when he does, you know, he does die, he kind of he tells her to get, you know, like he tells her to keep going.
Yeah.
Good. Like he's sacrificing himself. It's pretty, pretty upsetting.
Well, I mean, he's dead either way.
That's true, but
he's
still.
Dead either way. So it's either have her finish and her like end things, mm-hmm. or they both die for nothing.
Yeah.
But he's pretty nonchalant and just like, just do it. You know, like I'm ready for this. Just do it.
Oh, and he never got laid.
Nope.
Oh.
That's the biggest shame.
He only accomplished one of his two things. He helped her.
Didn't help her get that.
You know how to put the mood on.
Sorry. All right. Well, I think that's about it. I don't have any more notes. Do you guys have anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Yeah, I think we said it all, really.
Okay. I just wanted to credit some of our sources. We have IMDb, Wikipedia, and the interview on Britflix podcast with Toby Meekins, the director, and Simon Allen, the screenwriter.
Good work, guys.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, until next Friday, see you later.
Goodbye.
Bye.